And I'm now joined by Fine Gael TD Noel Rock to talk about the long bus delays and city traffic congestion caused by the Lewis Cross City Line. A very good morning to you, Noel, and thank you very much for taking the time to be with us today.
Good morning, Johnny. Thanks a million for having me.
You're most welcome. It's all our pleasure. First of all, Noel, this whole issue seems to be a complete mess, doesn't it? With some bus journeys more than doubled in duration since its introduction of the Lewis Cross City Works. We've absolute traffic chaos in city centre during the peak times, and now from the 5th of March, there will be 30% of bus routes now rerouted away from College Green. And on the other hand, the threat of legal action by city businesses because of these changes. And pretty soon, the bigger tram will be launched officially when it's actually longer than O'Connell Bridge itself. It has to cross it. So where, Noel, do you feel the fault lies? Was all of this expected to happen?
Yeah, well, I mean, like, first of all, it's quite obvious that there are problems there. There's no point in denying that. It's very frustrating for people such as myself, commuters who have to travel across the city in the morning, trying to get to work or get to town or do whatever. So the focus now needs to be on how do we fix this as best we can. I spoke with the head of Dublin Bus, the head of Dublin City Council, and the head of Transdev yesterday. We hauled them in to the Dáil, to the Transport Committee, which I've recently moved on to address this situation, because it's quite clear it's going to take a bit of joined up thinking, and what's been happening up until now is sort of a failure of joined up thinking. And Dublin City Council showed us some data that you said exactly what you're saying, that, you know, some bus journey times have effectively doubled in the city centre portion of the journey. That's unacceptable. So the recent rerouting of the buses, they rerouted 11 routes initially. They're going to reroute another 8 routes, including some local ones for our listeners. The number 4 and the number 44 will be rerouted at morning peak times. And that'll go some way to addressing it. We can see from the 11 buses that have already been rerouted that journey times have improved by about 15%. And they measure these things all very closely. They measure every single journey, so they're able to give you very specific averages of the effects of the change they're having. So it'll be hoped that the 8 additional route changes will have the desired effect.
Okay, but by taking so many bus routes away from College Green, would this not have a serious knock-on effect to traffic congestion elsewhere, like particularly along the quays?
Yeah, absolutely, Johnny. I mean, no matter where you move traffic or displace traffic, you know, ultimately you're adding to traffic somewhere else on some other road. And this is all about balance. I mean, if this doesn't work, if moving another 8 routes doesn't work, we can't really just keep being piecemeal about it and keep adding, you know, keep taking one more bus away and one more bus away. We're going to have to seriously review the entire situation then around College Green and around the traffic management in the city centre. The one thing that's kind of indisputable in this whole conversation is that, you know, we can't move the Lewis. You know, they're fixed tracks, they're in the ground, that's immovable. So everything else kind of needs to work around that. But as someone who uses the bus myself and relies on the bus to get to and from work, I'm acutely conscious that there are many people in that situation. And that, you know, we can't simply be ignored. You know, the bus is the workhorse of Dublin City. It moves about 140 million people a year, one-third of whom go through College Green. One-third of people, one-third of Dublin bus journeys go through College Green, nearly 50 million journeys a year. So, you know, we need to be listened to as well. And I'm very conscious that when I haul Dublin Bus and the National Transport Agency and Dublin City Council back into the Oireachtas Committee to find out if the measures we've taken have worked, that that bus users aren't ignored either. But I'm hopeful now that, you know, these changes, these 8 route changes, will have a positive effect. The last thing I'd say, though, on this is that we should be canny that the economy is improving. That's quite clear as well. More people are going to and from work. And that is part of the reason as well for, you know, traffic congestion in the mornings right across the city, not just College Green, but obviously it has to be acknowledged there is a big problem at College Green, but right across the city, you know, going into town from, say, Drumcondra Road, for example, Dorset Street, you know, it's palpable and visible that it's busier now in the mornings than it was last year, than it was the year before. And that's, you know, the surest indicator that, yeah, more people are going to and from work and things are getting better.
All right. And what's your view now in relation to the use of buses as against the Lewis, your personal view?
Well, look, like I said, the bus is the workhorse of Dublin City. You know, buses are mobile, they're agile. You can set up a new route on a bus in the morning if you need to. Trams, by their nature, are fixed and are relatively immobile, but they're good at moving large numbers of people quite quickly. That's their advantage, if you like. But we can never ignore the bus. The bus will never be, you know, a particularly sexy form of public transport. But it is the workhorse. You know, it's served Dublin City well for 50 years now. Customer satisfaction is 92%. I know we all, myself included, moan whenever a bus doesn't turn up or whenever something goes wrong on the bus. But, like, I've just hopped off on and off one there during the course of this conversation. I use them every day regularly to get around my constituency and to get to and from work. And, you know, I think they're great. I think we need more public representatives standing up for the bus and the bus network.
Yeah, well, the bus has more arteries compared to the Lewis, not knocking the Lewis at the same time. Is it true, Absolutely. Noel, that during peak times, the Lewis is only able to serve 22 journeys per hour, as opposed to the planned 40 initially?
Yeah, I mean, the current number of journeys, the Lewis hasn't actually hit its peak anticipated number of journeys yet. Those trams that you mentioned, the longer trams, they're arriving kind of one at a time, basically. So the number of journeys that the Lewis will take, ultimately at peak times, you're looking at one every 3 minutes when they hit full capacity. And right now, the cross city, I think they're only crossing the city maybe once every 5 minutes at peak times. So, yeah, there will be more Lewis journeys, all right.
Okay. There's one issue. I just can't get my head around it, so maybe you can help me on it. And that's the new longer tram that we've been just talking about. Because it's longer than the bridge, right? It has to travel straight over O'Connell Bridge from Westmoreland Street without stopping on the bridge. Otherwise, it'll block the quays from behind it. But the estimated crossing time is a minute and a half, 90 seconds.
Yeah.
And at peak times, the longer tram will cross every 3 minutes. So surely then, mathematically speaking, there's going to be serious traffic congestion along the exits at the quays for cars, buses, taxis and bicycles.
Yeah, there will. There will be congestion on the quays, make no mistake. How does the Lewis cross a bridge that it's longer than, I suppose, is one part of your question. We discussed this in detail at the committee yesterday. They use kind of intelligent traffic sensors to, you know, automatically be able to detect when the Lewis is coming, where exactly it is on the road, and work the lights accordingly. Almost like a person would, if an individual is watching a junction and could see the Lewis was coming and had a switch to be able to flick the lights green and red. You know, they give the Lewis kind of the automatic priority, if you like, and make sure that under no circumstance can this Lewis stop in the middle of the bridge, basically. So it's only happened once so far that the Lewis, if you like, got stuck on the bridge, and that was as a consequence of a car, I'm not sure if it was a taxi or a private vehicle, basically parked in the yellow box directly in front of it. And unfortunately, you can't regulate for that. I mean, it could have easily been a car parked in front of a Dublin bus, preventing it from moving, but it happened to be a car parked in front of a Lewis. So you're right. I mean, the margins are going to be very tight on these runs. And, you know, it's up to us to hold Dublin City to account here and make sure that, you know, it's operating as smoothly as possible, because it will be. It'll take 90 seconds to cross and it'll be running every 3 minutes. So allowing for margins around that, you're looking at kind of a two-way junction, if you like, where 90 seconds is devoted to the Lewis and the bus traffic in a north-south direction, and then about 75 seconds is devoted to traffic on the quays itself running in a kind of east-west direction. So we just need to be careful that 75 seconds runs as smoothly as possible.
Okay, as a possible solution, has anyone ever come up with a proposal to, say, take away every single piece of traffic out of city centre, apart from buses and taxis and bikes?
Yeah,
It's
been looked at before, and like some people in Dublin City Council are keen on that, and some people are against it. You know, there's a fear that by getting rid of taxis in particular, you might be discommoding tourists, for example. You know, tourists, obviously, whenever you're unfamiliar with the city, people tend to default to using the taxi for their first journeys or maybe their last journeys getting to the airport. There'd be kind of a fear that, you know, it would kind of cut off that artery for tourists, and also maybe make Dublin a bit of a what they call in planning terms a kind of a donut city, where, you know, the activity is on the edges more than in the centre, and you get into those issues that you kind of nodded to early on in the conversation about, you know, businesses potentially taking legal action against us and all this kind of thing.
Right, okay. The proposal for a new College Green Plaza is currently before on board Planola. Do you believe that this may have a positive impact in resolving the traffic issues in any way?
No, God no, it'll make it worse.
Yeah, I would have thought so myself.
Yeah, it'll make it much worse. I mean, it's an idea being floated by the city manager. He's very keen on pedestrianisation and, you know, trying to beautify the city and all this kind of lark. But no, I think it would severely discommode Northsiders in particular. I think a lot of us depend on, you know, say the number 16 bus, for example, or the number 13 would go in what they call an east-west direction across College Green. So kind of going around, curving around the front of Trinity and then go down Dame Street and continuing on its route from there. With the plaza, that's no longer possible. So, like, where on earth are these buses going exactly? And how do you reroute them that it doesn't completely discommode Northsiders? I'm not entirely sure, and I haven't heard a plausible answer to that yet.
Yes, and then you have the 122 going from the Navan Road or up as far as Ashtown, as far south as Drimna. You know,
yeah,
got those crossing
exactly,
the
yeah
way as well. Yeah,
exactly. So there's myriad examples. Like, I mean, about buses that pass through College Green, about 75% of them go in that east-west direction. So there's an awful lot of buses that would be badly discommoded by this.
Yeah, all right. Finally, the Dart Underground, of course, will have a major impact on everything, but it's down the line, isn't it? And Lion being the operative word here. But seriously, any chance this could be brought forward? Any chance?
Yeah, I mean, we're looking at expediting the Dart Underground in particular under the Ireland 2040 plans. What we want to do is to ensure that, you know, this job is done well and it's done right. It is provided for in the Ireland 2040 document. So what we're trying to do now is to try and pick projects for prioritisation. And we'd be hopeful that the Dart Underground would be included in those, because it's kind of the missing piece of the puzzle. And again, similar to buses, it's not necessarily the sexiest item on the menu in terms of, you know, the metro and all that kind of stuff and the new shiny stuff. But you know, it'll make a massive change, and it'll just link all the rail in the city in a very, very effective way.
Yes, absolutely. The other issue, however, and I'm not meaning to be negative, but during its construction, won't there be major obstruction to traffic as well? But that cannot be helped, of course. I'm not saying it shouldn't go ahead because of that, but it certainly is something that needs to be addressed as well, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like, any major infrastructure project will always lead to traffic difficulties. You know, the relatively positive thing about, say, this kind of construction is that most of it, like for the metro, most of it is underground. Like with the port tunnel, you know, that means at the entrance points where the tunnels and the diggers are going in, there's an awful lot of mess and traffic. But generally speaking, a lot of, for the most part, the city actually won't notice that it's going right under them, you know?
Yeah, well, that's very true. Okay. And Noel, thank you very much for joining us. Anything else you'd like to add before we finish up?
No, not at all. Look, thank you very much for having me and for such a positive discussion. Always, always happy to talk about transport.
No, you're most welcome. All our pleasure. Thanks again, Noel. And we'll talk again sometime. Have a great day.
Thanks a lot, Johnny.
All the best.
Have a nice morning. Take care.
Take
bye
care. Bye-bye. Now, that was Noel Rock TD telling us about the long bus delays and city traffic congestion caused by the Lewis Cross City Line.